More Outlook Express Basics for September 24th, 2007. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to talk more about Outlook Express. This was originally a four-part series, but I've slowly been coming up with more things to talk about, so this actually now is like part six. But what we're going to talk about today is the blocked senders list for Outlook Express, how to use that. We're going to talk about some different things you can do with your folders and the folder options that are available. And then finally, we're going to talk about viewing conversations in groups. Okay, so let's get started. I have Outlook Express up and running here. And the first thing we're going to talk about is Outlook Express's blocked senders list. What the blocked senders list is a way for you to block certain messages from getting into Outlook Express. These could be spam, or perhaps people that you don't want to receive messages from for whatever reason. And Outlook Express provides a way for us to deal with these types of situations. The blocked senders list is up in the tools menu, so I'm going to do an Alt-T for tools.
Alt-T, menu bar, file, F, menu, send and receive, submenu, S, synchronize all, address book, add sender to address book, message rules, submenu,
R.
And it's in message rules, so if we right arrow,
mail dot dot dot,
M,
news dot dot dot,
N,
blocked senders list dot dot dot,
S.
And then arrow down to blocked senders list and press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, message rules, dialog, blocked senders page, list view, check not check, joker doc 02 at fastmail.fm.
We're now in the blocked senders list. Initially, what you will come into is a list of email addresses that have been blocked.
Check not check, joker doc 03, check not check, joker doc 04 at fast, check not check, Daryl at LPN, check not check, WGP at scrolls.net.
And as you can hear, I have a number of addresses already in my list. So let's tab around here, and I'll show you what's in this dialog.
Tab, add dot 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 button.
Alt plus A.
We have an add. This is where you can add additional addresses to the blocked senders list. If you go in here, you can either paste an address in or type an address in manually, and we'll do this in just a moment.
Tab, modify dot 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 button.
Alt plus M.
If you select an item in the list, you can modify the address if you need to do so for whatever reason.
Tab, remove button.
Alt plus R.
Or you can remove people from the list, and I'll show you how to do that as well here in a moment.
Tab, block senders tab.
And this is a multi-tabbed dialog.
News rules tab. Mail rules tab.
And it's part of the message rules, so you also have the mail rules and the news rules.
News rules, block senders tab.
And the block senders.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button, cancel tab. Check not check, WGP at scrolls.net. Home, check not check, joker doc 02 at fastmail.f.
Okay, and we've wrapped around. Now, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why Jaws is doing this, but these are checked boxes in this list.
Check not check, joker doc 03 at check not check, joker doc 04 at fastmail.fm.
And for whatever crazy reason, it's saying checked, not checked. So, this kind of makes this difficult to know which messages you're selecting, but by default, these are all unchecked. So, say we want to modify or remove somebody.
Check not check, WGP at scrolls.net.
If we go to it, we hit our space bar.
Check not check, WGP at scrolls.net, space.
Even though Jaws isn't telling us properly, this item is now selected and checked.
Tab, add dot dot dot, tab, modify dot 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 button.
Alt plus M.
So we could either go to modify.
Space. Edit sender dialog. Type the email address left parent for example someone at Microsoft.com right parent or domain name left parent for example Microsoft.com right parent that you want to block. Address colon edit WGP at strohs.net.
Alt plus A.
And then we could modify this address as necessary here.
Tab. Mail messages radio button checked.
Alt plus M.
You can tell it how the message or how the email block is applied either to mail.
News messages radio button checked.
Alt plus N.
News.
Mail and news messages radio button
or
checked.
Or both.
Alt plus I.
News mail messages radio button checked.
Alt plus M.
And for this demonstration, we're just concerned about mail, so we'll leave it at that.
Tab. OK button.
And then we would go to OK. Since I haven't made any changes, I'm just going to escape out of this.
Escape. Message rules dialog. Block senders page. Modify dot 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 button.
Alt plus M.
And we could also remove this person.
Tab. Remove button.
Alt
by
plus
going
R.
To remove.
Space. Outlook Express dialog. Are you sure you want to remove the sender WGP at strohs.net? Yes button.
Alt plus Y.
And you can tell it yes or no.
Tab. No button.
Alt plus N.
And I'm going to tell it no.
Space. Message rules dialog. Block senders page. Remove tab. Block senders tab. Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. List view. Check not check the tab. Add dot 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 button.
Alt plus A.
And lastly, I will show you how to add someone to the blocked senders list.
Space. Add sender dialog. Type the email address left parent for example someone at Microsoft.com right parent or domain name left parent for example Microsoft.com right parent that you want to block. Address colon edit.
Alt plus A.
And what we can do here is we can either paste in the email address or we can type it in manually. So I'll just type something here.
josshnsmith at anyhere. Tab. Mail messages radio button checked.
Alt plus M.
And I'm going to apply it to mail messages.
Tab. OK button.
And I'm going to tell it OK.
Space. Outlook Express dialog. The block sender John Smith at anywhere.net already exists in the list. Are you sure you want to replace John Smith at anywhere.net? Yes button.
Alt plus Y.
And since this is the second time I've done this and I forgot to remove that entry, it's telling me that they're already here. If you already have an entry here, it will offer to replace it for you. And we're going to tell it yes.
Enter. Add dot 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 button.
Alt plus A.
Message rules.
Block senders page. Add dot 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 button. Alt plus A.
Modify dot 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 button.
Alt
shift shift tab. List view. Check not check John Smith at anywhere.net. Check not check cheap underline Viagra style. Check not check John Smith at anywhere.net.
And the entry is placed at the bottom of the blocked senders list view here. So, as you can see,
check not check John Smith at anywhere.net.
They're there.
Tab. Add dot 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 tab. Modify dot 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 but tab. Remove button. Tab tab. Okay. Tab tab. List view. Check not check John Smith. Check not check John Smith at anywhere.net space.
So let me check him.
Tab. Add dot 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 tab. Mod of tab. Remove button.
Alt plus R.
And now we could remove him.
Space. Outlook Express dialog. Are you sure you want to remove the sender John Smith at anywhere.net? Yes button.
Alt
space. Message rules dialog. Block senders page. Remove button.
Alt plus R.
Shift tab. Modify dot shift tab. Add dot 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 button.
Alt
shift tab. List view. Check not check cheap underline via. Check not check cheap under.
And now that entry has been removed. So that's all there is to using the blocked senders list with Outlook Express.
Escape folder list preview inbox.
Okay, next what we're going to talk about is some of the various things that you can do with folders that you have created in Outlook Express. In an earlier segment, I explained to you how to create new folders that you can use for various purposes. A couple of things that I didn't show you, however, and one of these is quite useful, is moving folders around once you already have them placed into Outlook Express. And where this comes in really handy is if for some reason you've did an import into Outlook Express, you know, from maybe another, you know, something that's been backed up or whatever, it's typically placed into an imported mail folder. And what you can do there is that, you know, you can move those around where you want them so it matches your, you know, your folder settings that you, you know, you already have here. So let me just show you a real quick example of this.
And spam.
I have a spam folder. And it's currently down here at the bottom of my list. Let's say I want to move it. If you go up to files,
menu bar, file, F, menu, news, open, control, save as stage folder submenu, F,
and you go to your folders,
new .. control plus shift plus E,
N,
move ..
M,
go down to move,
enter, leaving menus, move dialog, move the item left parent as right parent to the selected folder : home, outlook, local folders open.
Currently, it's in the level under local folders. Let's say I wanted to move it to another area that I have.
Inbox, outbox, send, deleted, drafts, blind mailing lists opened.
Which is my blind mailing list. This is another set of folders I've created. Let's say I want to move it here. So I just press enter.
Enter, folder list review, spam, jobs, NFB.
Now,
home, Outlook Express opened. Local folders opened for main identity.
Now instead of being down here at the bottom of my list,
N, saved emails,
where it was,
B, blind mailing lists opened,
it's now inside of my blind mailing
list. BCC, BG, blind, B, jobs, jobs, and spam.
And there it is. And if you wanted to move it back,
Alt F, men, open, save as dot, save a folder sub, new dot, move dot, dot, enter, leaving menus, move dialog, move the home, outlook, local folders opened.
And go back to local folders, press enter.
Enter, folder list review, spam, end, saved email, spam.
And it's back down to the bottom. So this can come in quite handy if you need to, for whatever reason, move your folders around once you have them placed. Another thing I don't think I mentioned is that if you have a lot of folders like I do, you can press the first letter of a folder and jump directly to it.
I, inbox, 2 unread.
Or say I wanted to go to my Yahoo folders.
Why blind books, 1 and why blind geeks, why blind tech, 142 unread.
Or I wanted to go to my free lists.
F, friends. FFLBGZ.
So you just press the first letter and you jump right to that particular folder. And if you have 30 or 40 folders like I do, this comes in very handy. So I just wanted to show you that as well.
I, inbox, 2 unread.
Okay. The last thing that I would like to talk about is viewing your messages in groups, grouped by conversation. Where this comes in really, really handy is if you're on a mailing list, say something like Yahoo's Blind Tech, and you get several hundred messages a day.
Why blind books? Why blind tech? 142 unread. Tab, list view, home, unread, floor, lynch, read, colon, jpg, the txt, converter, 9, select.
By default, Outlook Express displays these messages just however they come.
Unread, floor, lynch, read, colon,
each,
will, draw, dot, select.
Message is all by itself. And what you can do to make manipulating these easier is you can go to your view menu.
Alt-V, context menu, current view submenu,
V,
current view submenu.
And you can go into current view.
Enter, show all messages checked.
S,
group messages by conversation.
G.
And you can group messages by conversation.
Enter, leaving menus, Outlook Express message list view, floor lynch read colon will jaws obsolete, slept,
collapsed,
unread, floor lynch read colon jpg the txt converter 9/home.
Collapsed.
Unread. Floor lynch read colon jpg the txt converter 9/23/2007 9:51 p.m. 1 of 28.
Now our messages are grouped by the subject.
Collapsed.
Unread. Floor lynch read colon will jaws obsolete. Left parent was economics 100.
Collapsed.
Unread. K mom quiz.
Collapsed.
Unread.
And when you hear it say collapsed, That means there are multiple messages in this particular conversation. And it's showing you the first one. If you want to see the others, you can use your right arrow key.
Expanded.
Unread. Floor lint read colon how to enable Java 9/23/2007.
And it will say expanded.
Unread. Joel Deutsch read colon.
Expanded.
Unread. Gene read colon how to enable Java 9.
Expanded.
Unread. Joel Deutsch read colon how to enable Java.
Expanded.
Unread. Gene read colon how to enable Java.
Expanded.
Unread. Joel Deutsch read colon how to enable Java 9. Unread. Joel Deutsch read colon how to enable Java 9.
Expanded.
Unread. Floor lint read colon how to enable Java.
Collapsed.
Unread. Floor lint read colon.
Collapsed.
Unread. Derek Lane read colon window eyes vs JAWS 9/20.
So, when we expand it, we're allowed to see all the messages in that conversation, and when we collapse it, or we use our left arrow, then it'll say collapsed, and we only see the first message.
Collapsed.
Unread. Floor lint read colon how to enable Java 9/23/2007.
So, in this particular thread here, there were multiple messages, and since it's collapsed, we only see the one. So, if we wanted to delete it, we could just simply delete it.
Deleted. Collapsed.
Unread. Derek Lane read colon with.
Now, on mine, it just simply deleted it. If you set this up on yours to view conversations by group, the first time you try to delete one of these, it's going to give you a warning saying, are you sure you want to delete all the messages in this conversation thread? And you can simply tab around to the checkbox, tell it not to show it again, and then tell it yes. Or if you want to see the warning message every time, you can just say yes. And where this comes in really handy is on lists where you have hundreds of messages a day and you're not interested in a particular subject, you can just simply delete.
Collapsed.
Unread. Curtis Deltzer read colon out to send a message to lots of people and out.
Deleted. Collapsed.
Unread. Bill Holton read colon day order and MS Outlook to.
Deleted. Collapsed.
Unread. Anthony Tibbs read 125 messages. 125 unread.
And we've deleted four messages here, but if you remember originally it said we had 134 messages.
125 messages.
Now we're down to 125. So this facilitates deleting large numbers of messages, you know, a lot more quickly than if you don't view the conversations grouped together. Now, if you want to turn this back off,
Alt V, menu, current view, sub menu,
V,
enter, show all messages checked,
S,
group messages by conversation checked,
G,
enter, leaving menus, Outlook Express message, unread, W, unread, W, Nick Dotson, read colon, Will Jaws obsolete, unread, W, Nick Dotson, read colon, JPG to TXT converter 9.
And we're back to normal. We're just showing each individual message now in the view. So, that's all I wanted to show you today, is these three different things. The block senders list, some of the folder options, such as moving folders, and viewing conversations in groups. So, I hope this has been helpful. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, Please feel free to contact me if you have any other comments or suggestions. Please feel free to contact me.